Yerushalmi, Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Tef. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavches, Amad Beis, at the first mission on the page, Shnaim Shekiblu. Shnaim Shekiblu, Sadeh Ba'arisus, Oshu Yushu, Oshu Nishtatfu, Yochol Huloim Malai, Tol Ata, Chitim Shebemokim Ploini, Vani Chitim Shebemokim Ploini, Ata Yan Shebemokim Ploini, Vani Yan Shebemokim Ploini, Avala Yoimalai, Tol Ata Chitim, Vani Sa'irim, Tol At Hayayin, Vani Atol Es Hashemen. The Mishnah says if two people received a field of sharecroppers or they inherited or partnered in it, the one who tithes may say to the other, you take the wheat in this place and I'll take the wheat in another place, or you take the wine in this place and I'll take the wine in another place. However, he may not say, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley, or you take the wine and I'll take the oil. Chavev ama'aretz yushu avihem ama'aretz yochol hu loima tol ata chitim shemokim ploini v'ani chitim shemokim ploini ata yain shemokim ploini v'ani yain shemokim ploini ava loyom eloi tol ata chitim v'ani sa'irim tol ata halach v'ani etol es ayobish. If a chavev and an ama'aretz inherited their ama'aretz father, the chavev may say, you take the wheat in such and such place and I'll take the wheat in another place, or you take the wine in such and such place and I'll take the wine in another place, but he shouldn't say, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley, or you take the moist and I'll take the dry. The Gemara says, Tani yiso va'akum shekonu sada besuya hoyu katevel ukamase muravim zebazeh divrei Rebbe. The Tosefta says from Rebbe that if a Jew and a Gentile bought land in Suya, it's like tevel and masa mixed together. Shimon Gamliel says that the Jew's portion is obligated and the Gentile's portion is exempt. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Chanina ma peligan kashecholku sadeh b'kamasa avanim cholku gedish af Rabbi Shimon Gamliel moideh l'Rabbi shekol kelach o kelach shoshut v'si. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that they disagree when the produce was divided while still connected. If they divide it after it was harvested into a stack, so that it's all mixed together, even when Shimon agrees to Rebbe that each and every stalk is jointly owned. And Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ma pligan kashechol kusada b'kamasa, avadim chalku, amoim, af Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, moide l'Rebbe shol kelach l'kelach shol shut v'su. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that they disagree when it was divided whilst still connected. If they divide it after bundling into sheaves, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that each and every stalk is jointly owned. Adat Rabbi Yoina, ma ben godish, ma ben amoim. Then the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yoina, what's the difference between a stack and sheaves? The Koitz Kolshu and Manech Lefana, the answer is they disagree when one harvests each bundle of stalks and places it down in front of him. Amr Bahishia, Hadad the Tema, Shekonu, Amnas Lachloik, Avalim Kono, Amnas Lachloik, Afabi, Rebbe Moide, Lushim Gamliel, Shezeh, Cholak, Chelak Magiyaloi, Misha, Rishona. Rahisha said that this dispute between Rebbe and Rabban Shimon was when they acquired it on condition that they would not divide, but if they acquired it on the condition that they would divide, even Rebbe agrees to Rabban Shimon that this portion that he receives was considered to have been his from the beginning. Rabbi Yosi Melehon de Rabbanon Pligin, Rabbi Abo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Hashutfim, Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi Gamliel, Ha'achim Hashutfim, Loi Lachlekein. Rabbi Yosi says that but the rabbis disagree with that, as Rabbi Abo taught from Rabbi Yochanan that when brothers are partners in their father's estate, there's a dispute between Rabbi and Yosi Gamliel, these brothers who are partners, aren't they going to divide? We're coming out to the next Mishnah. Geva Akum, Sheyoshua Saviyem, Akum, Yochul Elaimelai Tolata, Avoyes Galilim, Vani Etol, Esamois, Ata Yain Nesach, Vani Peois, Imeshebol, Ushur Sager, Osa. The Mishnah says if a convert and a Gentile inherited their father, who was a Gentile, the convert can tell the Gentile, you take the idol and I'll take the money, or you take the Yain Nesach, which is wine used for idolatry, and I'll take the produce. But if those prohibited items had already come into his possession, he may not then trade them. Hamoicha Peois Pesuya, Va'ama Mishel Eotisohain, Chayv La'aseh, Musonheim, Neman, Chepesha Osa, who are Peh, Shehitir. One who sells produce in Syria and says that they came from Eretz Yisrael, the buyer must tithe. If he says that they are tithed, he is believed because the mouth that prohibited by saying that they are obligated in tithes was the mouth that permitted by saying that they were already tithed. Mishalihein, chayv la'aseh, musoinhein, ne'eman, japesha osu, apesha hitter. If the seller said that he grew them himself, the buyer must tithe. If he said that they are tithed, he is believed because the mouth that prohibited is the mouth that permitted. But if it's known that the seller has a field in Suya, the buyer must tithe, as even without his admission that he grew them and they are obligated in tithes, we would already know it. The Gemara says, Yisor v'akum shekonu beiso shel akum v'ayasham yayin nesech v'agvoyes glilim u'mois l'yom miloi toil ata yayin nesech v'agvoyes glilim v'ani mois. The Tosefta says that if a Jew and a Gentile bought the house of a Gentile and it contained yayin nesech, an idol, and money, the Jew can't say, you take the wine and the idol, and I'll take the money. Amar Yochanan lo sof davar yayin nesach va'avos galilim umois el afilu haru sham shnei tzalamim echad osri kamin delufki ve'echad she'ino osri kamin delufki lo yomer lo tolata es she'ino osri kamin delufki va'ani etol va'ani noitel es ha'osri kamin delufki. Rabbi Yochanan says not only if it's yayin nesach, an idol and money, but even if there were two images, one formed like a table and one not formed like a table, he shouldn't tell the Gentile, you take the one not formed like a table, and I'll take the one formed like a table. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. The Mishnah earlier taught explicitly that if a chaven am ha'aretz inherited their father, the chaven shouldn't say, "You take the moist produce that's become wet and now able to contract tumor, and I'll take the dry." The Gemara asks that our Mishnah disagrees with this because, as it says, that the convert may say, "You take the yayin nesach and I'll take the produce." Ama sefer v'leisi pliga imeshibolu shusageh osa v'acha mekevin chakana kamisha nichnas lewa shusay. The answer is that from that statement's latter clause, you see that it doesn't disagree. It says there, but if those prohibited items had already come into his possession, he may not then trade them. And here in Atos Sefter, since they bought it as partners, it's as if they are selling it to each other. However, in the case of the convert and the Gentile, it's considered that they shared it. It's not considered that they shared it because the convert only inherits his father, midrabbanon. Akilas ager chilek im achiv veichmel atzmoi v'holich hanayel yam amelech. The Tosefta continues there that Achilles, Unculus, the convert who translated the Torah into Aramaic, he divided his father's estate with his brothers, and he was stringent with himself to throw any benefit into the Dead Sea. Talasa amurim, chad ama, demei avez kalilim horech liyam amelech, v'chona ama, demei chelko shel agorez kalilim horech liyam amelech, v'chona ama, agorez kalilim atzma horech liyam amelech, ela bishul la'ako avez kalilim mibeis abba. Three Amram disagreed over the meaning of "he was stringent with himself," we said about Unculus. One said that it was the money received by his father for idols that he threw away. One said that he inherited money and idols, and although the Mishnah permitted him to keep the money, he threw away the money. And one said that he chose to receive idols as his portion and then throw the idols into the sea. And why did he do this? In order to uprooting the idols that his father owned.